No word today from the government regarding the status of Samuel Arion. Yesterday, a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, ordered Arion released on his criminal contempt charges, but refused to block immigration authorities from detaining him before he is to be deported. The U.S. government had agreed to expeditiously deport Arion back in 2006, once he finished serving his criminal sentence in his terrorism support case, which he was arrested on back in 2003. But over the past couple of years, as he has served his time for pleading guilty to one charge of materially supporting the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Arion was called to appear before grand juries in Virginia investigating another Islamic think tank. But Arion has refused to testify, saying that his plea agreement precluded the government from forcing his cooperation. But two appeals courts rejected that argument, and Arion has served more than a year in jail for civil contempt for defying those grand juries. But Josh Gerstein, a reporter for the New York Sun, told WMNF's True Talk host Ahmed Badir that Arion has given testimony in the Virginia case, but apparently that's not what prosecutor Gordon Kromberg is interested in.
Sammy, after having said for a couple years that he wouldn't provide information to this grand jury, actually in the last few months has volunteered to provide information and wrote out a few affidavits answering a bunch of questions about this group in Virginia and some other issues up there. But apparently now the government has said, well, that's great, and you've answered our questions on that, but we want to ask you some things that came up at the trial, and this has caused Sammy's lawyers to go
ballistic. Which trial? His own trial?
At his own trial there in Tampa. And so this has caused his lawyers to go ballistic because, you know, there's a trick prosecutors can use when you're acquitted in a case or, you know, when it comes out to sort of a muddled verdict like it did for Sammy, which is to bring you in front of the grand jury and say you're accused of murder and you got acquitted or hung jury or something. They bring you in front of a grand jury and you say, they say, did you commit the murder? And you say no, and then they say, aha, perjury, and they charge you with perjury. So So it's a tricky, you know, situation, and the courts, if you do it that blatantly, the courts usually won't let you get away with it. But if you ask the guy, well, did you commit murder on this day or on this day, they might let you get away with a question like that. And so that's what his lawyers suspect is going on here, that there's an effort to retry that
trial
case in some way, shape, or form. And it seemed like yesterday Judge Brinkema was inclined to at least listen to that kind of an argument, which has to be bad news for the government that just wants to go along and do their own thing here.
In December of 2005, a Tampa jury found Arion not guilty on 8 of 17 counts, including conspiracy to maim or murder. The jury deadlocked on 9 other counts. In April of 2006, Arion pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to provide services to the PIJ. Tampa attorney Linda Moreno defended Arion in the 2005 federal terrorism trial. She said that when she hammered out a plea agreement with U.S. prosecutors in April of 2006, she was aware of what she called the overzealous reputation of Gordon Kromberg, the assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, when it came to handling cases involving Muslims and Arabs. Moreno said specifically her legal team put in the plea agreement a promise that Arion would not be further prosecuted in the Tampa case.
The plea agreement was to end all business with the federal government with respect to the Tampa case. Yesterday, Gordon Kromberg revealed that really what he's interested is in the Tampa case, because he told the judge that when this colloquy was going back and forth between Professor Turley, Dr. Larian's lawyer, and Kromberg, the U.S. attorney, and Dr. Turley was telling Judge Brinkema that in fact Samuel Arion had filled out affidavits, had offered 6 times to take a polygraph to verify the truth of the affidavits and the information in there, which the government has always had, which is dated, which deals with their investigation for IIIT in Virginia. Gordon Kromberg said, what we really want to talk about is Dr. Larian and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Observers at Thursday's hearing say that Judge Leonie Brinkema said she was picking up strange signals from the government and said it should not be using the contempt charges to delay Arion's deportation. In his condition of release, Arion has to post $340,000 in his retirement pension. Once he posts that bail, Judge Brinkema says he must be released into the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Up next are pretrial motions for the criminal contempt charge, which is scheduled for August 13th. Attorney Linda Moreno says there will be a number of motions challenging Alvarian's continuing detention until that time.
The truth of the matter is that there are some very strong, viable defenses to the contempt case now. And, of course, that there are some very strong due process challenges to his continued incarceration. So those pretrial motions will be filed. The judge will rule on them, and we'll see if there even is a trial.